Immigrant support groups today released a report chronicling the struggles of hundreds of immigrant families trying to recover from the effects of Hurricane Sandy. The report, prepared by Make the Road New York, finds that immigrant groups were particularly hard hit by the hurricane, with many losing their jobs as well as their homes. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the report with Sarah Cullinane, an organizer with Make the Road New York.
We interviewed 416 immigrant residents of some of the hardest hit areas in the metro New York region, in both Staten Island and Long Island. And we selected these areas because they were neighborhoods in both of these areas because they were both hard hit by the storm but also had a high concentration of immigrant families. The results that we found from this survey were pretty worrying and also really illustrate some of the barriers that immigrants face in accessing relief. The report found that many were suffering pretty severe economic damage after the storm and also physical damage to their property. We found that 11% of the immigrants we surveyed had lost their job completely, and the vast majority had missed at least one day of work. And also that about 40% of immigrants that we met had been displaced after the storm. And, you know, these statistics alone may not sound like the most horrible devastation, but when you compile those statistics and consider that many immigrants are either statutorily barred from accessing federal relief for FEMA relief or other types of government assistance, the results are a lot more stark and a lot more worrying because we're seeing that a lot of people are not able to access relief while they're suffering.
Mm-hmm. I did want to ask you about that. When people go to these different agencies, I'm imagining that they're just flatly turned down. What do you see by way of solution? Is there anything in place to assist them?
Many immigrants are eligible for relief, both under FEMA, undocumented immigrants who have citizen and resident family members and household members are able to access FEMA and to apply for FEMA and qualify, and also other types of relief. But really, the word isn't out there yet in the communities, and we're really calling on the city and the state to make a more concerted effort to get the word out about how to apply to these programs and who's eligible and where to go, and to make sure that language assistance is available at every step of the way. And then the second piece is that we want to make sure that the programs that people are applying to are not so complicated that they deter you from applying just, by looking at the form. We are finding that people who apply to FEMA, even if they, would be eligible for cash assistance, they're getting sent an application for an SBA loan. They may indeed be eligible for cash assistance, but FEMA makes them screen first for this loan application, and people see that loan letter in the mail and say, oh, I don't want to apply for that. I don't want a loan. I want assistance, and kind of drop out of the process at that point. So it's really about both getting the word out, but also simplifying some of the processes. And then one final thing I would just say is that we're really hoping and calling on the city and state to step in where federal assistance and other types of traditional unemployment and public assistance are not readily available to immigrant communities. We want to make sure that folks are able to get back on their feet.
Did you find that some immigrant families not only lost a home, but may also have lost their place of work?
Absolutely. I think that was, one of the major findings in the report. We found that 11% of people had lost their job because of the storm, and primarily that was concentrated among domestic workers whose employers had, lost their homes, and so immigrants who were working for them, lost their jobs, and, these are positions that wouldn't necessarily have, paid leave or any type, they wouldn't be eligible necessarily for unemployment assistance, so these families are suffering a lot. Other people who work at grocery stores that were flooded in the storm are also, out of work.
Mm-hmm. And when you speak about immigrants, my experience in Midland Beach, where I spent quite a bit of time, I lived in very close to there, and had some damage myself. Is that it's not just Latino immigrants, but immigrants from many places? Did you find
that's right.
that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's just a significant Russian population out here and also a Filipino population, folks from China and from many parts of the world. And so, we're seeing just that the devastation has touched everyone out here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If I just add that I think one of the main recommendations of our report is to really make sure that there's a voice for not only immigrant communities, but for all communities who are affected by the storm in the rebuilding process. We're seeing a lot of decisions that are getting made and you know, funds being requested, but not a lot of input right directly from the communities that were affected. So that's one of the strongest recommendations from our report, that the folks that we're working with and that we're meeting every day through the canvas and through the surveys, that they be included when discussing the future of their communities.
Sarah Cullinane is an organizer with Make the Road New York. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.